I candidly don't know how we would do that. Or it would be council directing me to make a change in the assessable square footage to that vacant lot and then reapportioning the assessment. Now, just to throw this out, one thing, I think going down to half would I think that really overshoots it. But for sake of argument, if council wanted to explore that, you could certainly reduce the accessible area of that vacant lot to the same accessible area of their developed lot, which is...
How much? What's the upshot of the impact on what they would pay using that methodology versus the $14,309?
Let me just open up the ordinance here, and we'll look at what that accessible area is. The accessible square footage of the developed lot is 4,999 square feet. So, if you took 1,000 feet off, and sure wish I'd brought my calculator with me here, but if you took 145 and divided that into 60,000, you're looking at somewhere over $2 a square foot. So $2 a square foot times 1,000, there's going to be somewhere in the 2,000, 2,500 range that would be reapportioned out. So, I think that probably a small enough impact that it, if council were to choose to do that and reduce the accessible square footage down to 4,999, in my humble opinion, it would not trigger a requirement to re-notify property owners and then open up another objection period, et cetera.
I appreciate that approach. I think that sounds fair.
I need a motion.
I would move that.
Second.
Okay, just to clarify what that means again, just say okay. It once for the record.
So to clarify for the record, what I'm hearing council say is that they would like the total amount of accessible square footage in the local improvement district reduced by 1,000 square feet, and all of that reduction would occur with tax lot 12100. So the 144,783.89 total assessment would not change. What would happen is it would be divided out among a smaller number of accessible square feet. And so if council approves this amendment to the ordinance, what I will do is put together the appropriate documentation that reflects that change, and I'll send it over to Carla, but at minimum, Exhibit F would change because there would be the apportionment worksheet would reflect that change.
And then what is the new balance that would be reassessed or spread across the other property owners? You said it was like $2,000?
Well, again, when you reduce the accessible square footage, it increases the per square foot rate for everybody, every property in the LID, including the vacant lot. It put some of it back on the Anderson's developed lot, so some of it ripples back. And, as good as I think I am doing math in my head, I'm a little reluctant to start throwing out numbers that I really need a spreadsheet to do.
I thought you did throw out a number.
But, again, order of magnitude is if you're looking somewhere like $2 or $225, $250 a square foot, you're looking at $1,000 before you start doing all the math. That first number you start working with is somewhere in the $2,000 to $3,000 range, which is a pretty small portion out of the total $145,000 for the LID.
So this moves to a second reading. If we were to ask you to come back for the second reading with the exact wording, would you be able to do that?
I could certainly do that, but Mayor Potter, I'm very comfortable, if you choose to do this, I'm very comfortable just having you direct me to reduce the accessible square footage for that tax lot 12100 from $59.99 accessible to $49.99 accessible. I can give Carla all of the requisite paperwork, and I don't believe there would be a need to continue this item. I'm just trying to make the best use of council's time, because I know that I've taken up a lot of your time the past few weeks.
Mayor Potter, this will come, as you've noted, back before you for a second reading and a vote next week, and you'll have the amended materials in front of you at that time, and okay. You would have an opportunity at that point in time to reflect upon what the impact of the changes are for the remaining properties. And if it is something that poses a concern for the council members, then you could take action on it at that point. And if you're comfortable, obviously, you could approve it at that point.
Thanks, Ben.
So I think what I just heard you say, Ben, is bring back the amendments next week and then...
No, I think what the council has directed you to do is to go ahead, prepare amendments for Carla so that the record is appropriately modified to reflect the amendment.
Okay.
And then it will be, because this is the first reading and it's being amended here, or actually this is the hearing and it's being amended here, it will just be considered as amended at the second.
Okay. And obviously, if upon reflecting upon it, you didn't like what you amended today, you could obviously do something different next week.
Yes.
I like the methodology that, as you outlined it, it sounds defendable, that you're using basically the same square feet as the lot that has the single-family dwelling on it as the basis for the assessment.
I'm certainly comfortable with the amendment. I mean, it's not such a disproportionate radical shift in assumptions that it undercuts the fundamental...
It disappoints me, but that's okay.
No, I was just going to say, we got all the property owners together in the room on January 11th, and they're all on board with this. So.
I'd be prepared to call the question.
Call the question. Call the vote.
Leonard?
Before Randy disclosed.
Is it?
Is this a vote on the motion?
This is on the motion.
On the motion.
I think you're voting on the amendment with passing this to a second reading next week.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Thank you. Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Moves to a second reading.
Thank you. Thank appreciate you, your
Andrew.
Patience.
Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
You get combat pay.
That I'll agree to.
Please read item 256.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
My name is Sharon Simran. I represent the Auditor's Office.
Dan Broom with the Bureau of Maintenance Sidewalk Repair Department. And there were no remonstrances for this ordinance, so we would like to move this ordinance to the second reading.
We got none.
Any questions? Did anybody sign up to testify on this?
No one signed up.
Okay, this is a non-emergency, moves to a second reading. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Recessed until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
So Nancy came to see me this morning, Hamilton.
Oh, really?
And she told me she just met with PSU about this new archives project.